Hello, I'm Paola, and welcome to Contemplative Revolution, a podcast by the WCCM, about what it means to live a contemplative, spiritual, and Christian life while still playing an active role in our modern world. Join us for conversations with fellow contemplatives in action from around the globe. Listen to this conversation between Reverend Rowan Williams and Lawrence Freeman on meditation with children. This talk was part of the Meditatio Seminar, Hope for the Future, Meditation in Schools, held in 2016. We hope you enjoy this podcast.
You've recognized and you've spoken very encouragingly on many occasions to us and elsewhere about the importance of teaching meditation to children. And there's just one aspect I'd like to ask you to talk about, and that is the fact that we teach meditation not as a technique, not just as mindfulness, not just as relaxation, obviously, as you know. But we often will find ourselves in contemporary classrooms, for example, where even if it's an Anglican school or a Catholic school, there'll be a very small minority of children who have any kind of religious practice or family environment, and often there will be, you know, a predominance of Muslims or other traditions, or none. And yet, it does seem that we can share and teach this in its most radical simplicity and directness to that kind of classroom of children. Can you reflect on what that means, and what do you see any? Well, how do you see that as an opportunity, as a challenge, or how do you see it?
Well, from the Christian side, it shouldn't surprise us. We say that we're created in the image of God, and the tradition tells us not just in the image of God in general, but in the image of God the Word, who eternally looks into the mystery of God the Father and receives everything from God the Father. That's what we're based on, as it were. That's the prototype. That's the idea of creation itself. So it's not surprising if it rings bells for people. That's just sort of inside looking out. Outside looking in, I think what people recognize is, Here's a discipline, here's a vision which allows me to go into where I am, to be where I am, without haste, without squeezing experience out of it. Somebody said once that contemplation is the opposite of experience, namely the quick and easy sense. And people see that, and they know that there's something authentic there, simply because arriving where I am, being where I am, being the body that I am, is something people long to learn. Now, bridging between the high-level theology and the sort of inarticulate wanting to learn something, that's a long job, and I don't think it's a simple one. It's a two-way process as well. We have sometimes to think through our theological categories in the light of what we're hearing from people's expectation elsewhere. The words which may be to us obvious bits of theological theory and yet not convey very much, we need them to be bodied out by what people say to us. And we think, oh, so that's what I'm talking about. I've been using these words all these years, now I see what I'm talking about. When someone says, that's what I'm looking for, or that's what I'm receiving. I think that's a great moment when, yeah, here are we as Christians banging on about our theological concepts, and somebody comes and says something, you think, you know, that's it, that's it, I've never noticed it.
And if you have a group of a group of Muslim children, there is the pre-existent logos waiting for us to recognise it.
You've got all sorts of hooks there to get on. But in relation to that, I remember conversation with some children in my daughter's primary school, asking what might they use a prayer space for. And one little boy saying, I want to go there when I'm feeling angry or upset, so that I know I can put something down there. Mm. Now, again, as a theologian, you come to think, yeah, that's what it's about. That's what it's about. That's the absolution and the recreation we're talking about. Only there it is in words of one syllable. Mm.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast. You can subscribe to the Contemplative Revolution podcast and listen to your favorite podcast app. In the media section of the WCCM website, wccm.org, you can also find a large amount of video and audio content on meditation. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.